T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Phil, everybody's mad at the DMV for the long lines. It would seem like ordering an audit would be a slam dunk.
Yeah, you want the official reason, or you want the whisper in the hallways?
We want the whisper in the hallway reason.
Okay, first I'm going to give you the official. The official is that we had 3 Democratic senators. I say that because they say it was a Republican audit. But look, in the last couple of days in the state assembly, you know, the DMV director's been getting raked over the coals because of the switchover from these new IDs, because we are issuing IDs to people with undocumented. Documented and they can get driver's license and such. There's been a backup at DMV. DMV is like the Bay Bridge of bureaucracy.
Yeah.
It takes one thing and you can be stuck for hours. In this case, stuck for days. The lines of the DMV are off the charts. People can't get appointments. As a matter of fact, if you call up, sometimes they say, you know, you can't get an appointment for the next 90 days. The legislature wanted to know what was going on, and DMV came and was apologetic, and they had gotten $16 million to hire new people, but they'd kind of messed up on things on how to get it done. So now the DMV says, we're really, really sorry, and we're going to take 289 people from our headquarters and other things, and they're going to start staffing. We're going to be open even offices on Sunday. We're going to do this, that, and the other thing to try to alleviate this. We're even going to let you to bring food and drinks in because you're going to be stuck there for hours.
Make yourself comfortable.
Picnic area.
So, there was this audit, and so the 3 Dems on the committee, it was sailing through, and everybody thought, oh, we'll do the audit to see why it was that the DMV wasn't spending the money they had so far in a way that was effective. Sort of like, you know, sort of take a look at what was going on. And the 3 Dems, they didn't vote yes, they didn't vote no, they just didn't vote. And in effect, denied the number of votes to the audit to go forward. In other words, they killed it in committee. Official reason, DMV is already moving to correct the situation and don't need somebody, you know, looking over their shoulder or distracting them or taking up resources with an audit. The unofficial reason, the whisper in the hallways, the governor didn't want it. Who's the DMV under? The governor. And for whatever reason, the governor didn't want it, and so the fellow Democrats, played ball with that.
So one of these 3 Democrats, Jim Bell from San Jose,
mm-hmm.
I could see some political fallout from this. I mean, people don't like the DMV waits right now, and here's a guy that said, okay, I'm not going to vote on this. Is that politically okay for him?
He didn't say yes, and he didn't say no.
He just didn't vote.
And that's what Sacramento does. I mean, it would be one thing, think politically down the line, okay? And Jeff is running for re-election, and somebody gets to put out a thing saying, well, he voted against the DMV audit when those lines were backed up. Remember that?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, on the other hand, it wasn't like he voted for the audit. He just didn't vote.
It doesn't have that cachet in a campaign, does it?
No, it doesn't. And that's why you see the Art of the Duck in Sacramento many times. It usually happens in committees or even on the floor where they abstain. And in this case, they abstained.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.